But I'd like to share some of what I do with you right now, or some of the deeper types of trance work that we do. And I'll pass these out to you. They are three-hole punch, so you can put them. You got it. I think it's section 6 is the hypnosis section. You can just throw them in there. We're going to be doing deep trance phenomena inside this class. Now, people often ask me, why would you want to do the deep trance phenomena, the stuff that occurs in the deepest type of trance? And I say, geez, I mean, if you can have, for me, this is the ultimate in your personal mind control, controlling your own mind, and also the ultimate in controlling your focus. Remember what we said early on? We said that change is what? Exactly. Good job. Somebody was listening. Yeah. Change is the order and the sequence of the internal representations inside someone's mind. So with hypnosis or with trance work, I kind of like trance better, the word trance personally, because hypnosis, I think, has a lot of stigma. And sometimes I won't even tell somebody that I'm using hypnosis necessarily, but I'll use a lot of the concepts and the principles, and I might do it without a formal trance induction. Like, I'm not using hypnosis all the time when we talk, are we? Am I? Yeah, the order and the sequence of the internal representations inside someone's mind. So with hypnosis, what we do is we just weave a trance, and we're literally taking them on a roller coaster ride of shifting internal representations. So I can take their internal representations anywhere I want, not in a bad way, in a good way. We're leading them in the direction that they want to go. That's what trance is about. For me, it's about taking that person's mind and leading them on a roller coaster ride in the direction that they want to go toward their outcome. A roller coaster of internal representations. So when I'm doing it with direct communication, I get to work around the conscious. I've got to work with the conscious mind simultaneously. So I may have to work around the conscious resistance. Whereas with traditional trance work, there is no conscious resistance. You set the conscious mind aside. It's still there. But you kind of bypass the conscious mind and you go right into the unconscious mind and you just lead it on this roller coaster ride of shifting internal representations. So I like to work with trance. And once you get really good at it, you can do it without a formal trance induction, which I'll often do as well. In fact, Wendy, sometimes at the end of a session, she'll say, well, where was the magic? I said, the magic was strewn all the way through it, and it was all linguistic. So sometimes I'll get through an end of a session, and I haven't done a parts integration. I haven't done a submodality shift. I've done the entire thing linguistically while using all the concepts that we find inside of hypnosis and using everything that I know in terms of ordering and sequencing somebody's internal representations.